Father, thank you for another opportunity, Father, to just come to you today and, Father, deliver this word that you've given me. And, Father, I just ask that you speak through me today. And I give you all the praise and glory. Amen. Thanks, Frankie, for singing that last song. Because it goes right along with what I'm going to talk about today. Because it brought back a memory to me that one of the first real strong experiences I ever had with God in my life, I was at a Promise Keepers meeting back in the probably early 90s up in Detroit in the Silverdome, and there were probably 50,000 people there. And it was intermission, and I thought, well, I'll walk around, and I ended up on the floor of the stadium. And all of a sudden, I guess the intermission rate was over, and 50,000 guys started singing that song. And you talk about being humbled. That was a real experience for me. It's something that I'll never forget, that was really, I believe, one of the first times that I was ever be able to experience God in his true self, you know what I mean? But to go along with that, we're going to talk about experience today. We're going to talk about experiencing God. And if you look up Webster's, it says, to know by practice or trial, to gain knowledge or skill by practice or by a series of observations. So I think that, you know, that definition of experience really is a definition of life. But to tie it in to what the Bible has to say, I found in Ecclesiastes, which was a lot about Solomon, who was supposed to be the wisest man in the world. And he asked, the only thing he asked for God was wisdom. But in Ecclesiastes 1, 16 and 17, it says, I said to myself, look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of the madness and folly, but I learned that this too is chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow, the more knowledge, more grief. And I looked up the word experienced in that, and in the Greek it's the word dokime. And the first thing it says is trustiness. And I thought, that's interesting. Trustiness, experience, proof, or trial, which goes back to the Webster's part of it. And I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. Trustiness. And then I got to looking at some more about Solomon and what he was saying there, and I was thinking, you know, he had a lot of experience of ruling his kingdom, but he realized that the reality of is he had none of that without God, him experiencing God, and God giving him what he asked for in wisdom. All the earthly stuff was nothing. So what do I mean when we're trying to experience God? You know, I think when we go through life, we all go through our daily stuff. And I was going to really put all you guys to a real test today. I was going to put a piece of paper on every seat in here and ask you to write down one time in your life something you went through that you experienced God and didn't really realize it until it was after it was all over. And I thought, well, that's probably not a good idea. But I'm sure that everybody in this room can say that, that they've gone through some trial in their life, and God got them through it, and they experienced that trial and the things that he did to get you through it, and you really didn't think about what the solution was and how it came to you, or how you survived that trial, and it was through the love of God. That's what I'm talking about when I say we're experiencing God. You know, I think we all go through times in our lives where we do that. Every day we have something going on in this world that we got going on a mile a minute around us. And, you know, and God's moving. If we believe in God the way we say we do and we trust him that he's in control of all things, you know, then we know he's working in our good and we're experiencing him. But are we really thinking we're experiencing him? You know, it's one-to-one. It's a one-to-one thing. You know, it's what I'm talking about. When we're going through trials and we're trying to perceive and how to handle them. And so how many times have we had difficulties in our lives and we're going, oh, God, what am I going to do? Or we don't even think about asking God what we're going to do. We try to just jump right in and say, I'll fix this, or I'll show them, or they can't do that to me, you know. Who are they to think they can do something like that to me? It's kind of like my water problem. Who does the city think they can do that to me? But you know something? We trust that God's going to be in control of that, because he is. He's already in control. He knows that little tiny sliver of water that's coming out from underneath my driveway and running into the street, it's just a little thing. It's something that we have to deal with. It's nothing. It's not life-changing. But it's a trial because of the unknown, what it is. We can't see. We can only see the little bit of it. We can't see the real cause of it. So we have to trust the Lord in that. You know, and after we've gone through our trial, I'm reading a lot of this today because I never would have figured it out otherwise. Through our trials, often it is then that we recognize how the Lord walked us through it and how we came out of it. How do we come out of something, a situation we're in? Did we come crawling out of it because we tried to figure it out and it didn't work out exactly the way we wanted? Or do we trust in the Lord and come out of it and have his experience in us, to trust him, our experience to trust him, to get us through it and come out standing up on our feet? How many times have we done that in our life? You know I've done it so many times I can't even think about it. It's ridiculous. And it's interesting how we can learn to rely on him. You know, if I gave a testimony of my life, and I'm going to say the first 35 to 37 37 because she's over here. 37 years of my life, I can truly say I don't say I had a bad life, but I had a hard life because I had a lot of things happen in my life that I didn't understand why I was going through them and why I had to go through them. And, you know, and I grew up in the church, and I've said this more than once. I knew of God, but I didn't know God. And there's such a difference in that. And I didn't know God then. And then 39 years ago now, I ran into her. And I can remember one of the first times I really got to experience God was she dragged me out to a picnic on a Friday night that I didn't want to go to, that was being held by this congregation. And we went, and I said to her, those people are crazy. And at that time, I really meant that. But I didn't realize 39 years ago when that happened, that was God leading me into the experiences I've had since. That was his way of showing up in my life in a way that I never thought would happen. It was quite an experience, I can say that. Now, did I start coming to church right away here? No. But it wasn't long. And I found through coming to Wings and coming here for all these years how much God has walked through me through all the things in my life. I've seen so many things. I've gone through so many things, some good, some not so good. You know, but all in all, through every one, He has given me the experience in my heart and in my soul to walk through them, to know how to walk through the next one and the next one. Because believe me, when you walk out of here today, you're still going to have the same kind of stuff tomorrow. Whether you like that or not, we're all going to have the same kind of stuff tomorrow. And what we got to rely on now is we got to rely on God's word and God's experience that He's given us and His wisdom He's given us, which is what Solomon wanted, to walk through the trials of our life. You know, we're living in a world today that is everything is an experience. Oh, let's see. Go to the BMW dealer and you get the ultimate driving experience. Oh, boy. It's the ultimate driving experience. Well, I can tell you right now, I've driven lots of BMWs, and they don't drive any different than any other car. They're a little fancier and cost a lot more money, but they don't drive any different. You know? Or, you know, you turn on TV, every ad that you see, experience the joy of using this product. Or experience the joy of going to, who knows, you know. Experience Virginia. Okay, Virginia, I experience you, you know. Those aren't experiences. What they are is their observations. We get to see something that we didn't see before if we've never been there. Or we get to do something we've never done. And what does that show you? You might learn something in Virginia that you didn't know. And now all of a sudden you have the experience of someone says to you, hey, you know, I was, what about this, this, and this happened in the Civil War in Virginia. Well, yeah, I was there. I saw that, you know. But that's the way life works. That's how we get along. And, you know, that's why God is continually throwing His experience of everything that He's created, that He's thrown out in front of us. You know, He knew everything that happened then. He knows everything that's going on today. And He surely knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But, you know, that's the whole part. That's what I'm saying with experiencing God. You know, one time I was in church here one Sunday, and it was a beautiful day, about 70 degrees, no clouds in the sky, bright sunshine. And the Lord said to me, when you walk out the door today, stop and look around. And I walked and out the door and I looked around and I saw all that he had created and all he had. That was an experience with God, because it's all his. It's not mine. I don't care, you know. I don't own the parking lot out there and I don't want to own it. But, you know, the thing is, everything he's created. And how much do we see or we get to do? Kathy and I, 3 years ago, decided to build a flower garden in our backyard. Every morning we walk out and we get to experience that beautiful flower garden that God showed us how to do. Because I can surely tell you, I had no idea what I was doing except digging holes. But I get to experience it now. I get to see God's creation. And that's what we need to keep looking for. You know, God's creation in us. What he's doing in us is in us. Because as long as we know he's in us and we're relying on him and letting him take control of the things we have going on in our life, they may feel lousy, but in the end, you're going to be okay. Excuse me, I've got a cold. Let's imagine we did have an ultimate experience with Christ. What would that look like? You know, in the Bible it says when we see him face to face. You know, if you walked out the door and he was standing there and he walked up to you and said, "Hi, Oscar, how are you today?" Would you be able to handle it? That's a good question, isn't it? Knowing who he is, what would you do? But we have that opportunity to see him face to face every day. Experience him on that with our personal one-on-one relationship with him. And that's really a big step to have that one-on-one. Because that one-on-one is more important to me than anything. Look at the disciples when they were walking around with him. They got to see him every day. You think they were experiencing things with him that you and I might not have ever seen? You know, we've never seen. Sure they did. And they found out who he really was and what he was here for. Man, those guys were living it. Now, you talk about the ultimate experience. Those guys were living it every day. They were walking around side by side, talking to him. If you ever watched The Chosen, which I love to watch because I think it shows Christ what we can relate to is what would just walking down the street with my friends. Can you imagine walking down the street like that with Christ every day? That's what we can do when we experience him. You know, I look back and I see, look at all the things that I've gone through, and I can see where he sent the Holy Spirit to me. I can see it now. I recognize it now. He's given me the knowledge to understand it. But those in those times before I knew him, it was just me. Now it's not just me. Not anymore. It's me and the Lord. And I praise God for every day that I have an opportunity to get up and spend another day with him. Whether I'm thinking about him 24/7 or not, I know he's there, and I can rely on it. I can trust in him. Like it says, experience is trustiness. You know, it's... I'm on my last page here. So let's be open to what he has for you and feel his eternal love. He's worthy of our praise and trust. And let's remember that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So whatever you've gone through in the past, he's still the same guy today. He's the same God tomorrow. Whatever you got going today, God will be with you. Whatever comes up tomorrow, God will be with you. All you have to do is ask him. Ask him for what he needs you to do and how to handle it. And experience his answers. That's what the whole thing. Experience what he answers. You know, a lot of times we get a little upset because we won't get the answer right this minute. Or the answer is, nah, afraid not now. But guess what? God does all things that are for our good. And that's the experience I want. I want the good part. Whether we don't want the answer we get or not, to know, I want the wisdom to know it's all going to be good for me. And that's all I care about, because I believe in him. I believe in trusting him in everything that's going on. So be on the lookout and look for your own personal experiences with him every day. And I think if you do that, you'll find that you live a much more peaceful life, because you don't have to worry about it so much. You don't have to think about it. And you know, the Audi experience is not an experience. Only a God experience is a real experience. So I hope we all have a good week, and I hope we look for him. Keep your eyes open, your ears open. And I think you'll see him in everything that's going on around you. And when you do, just smile. Because I tell you what, you'll know the peace of the Lord is with you. And that will lead you on to big and bigger and better things, because the Lord is going to give you everything you need. And you can trust him to do whatever it is to be good for you. So have a good week, and praise the Lord. Thank you.